accent marks in English. Thoughts on the video, Why English Should Start Using Accent Marks. I really enjoyed watching this. I know these accents are unlikely to take off. Look at how many people are dropping accents, particularly in languages with many of them, because phone and computer keyboards make it harder to type them. But even so, I was quite taken with the idea, as you can see from all the diacritics in the text version. The diacritical marks Rob suggests are the breve, an upward semicircle above a letter for silent letters like the K in no, the overdot, a dot above a vowel for vowels pronounced with schwa, like the E in accent, the macron, a horizontal line above a vowel to lengthen them like the O in phone, the macron below, a horizontal line below for adding emphasis like the E in directly, the dieresis, two dots above like an umlaut to indicate that this vowel is distinct from the previous ones like the I in naive. He also recommended the use of the grave, the downward sloping line above a vowel, to differentiate homonyms, e.g. minute without versus minute with, which felt really lovely until I realised how it didn't directly help with pronunciation. Which of bow and bow is the front of a boat and which for archery? I feel like the macron above gets us to almost the same place, bow for boats without a macron and bow for arrows with one, wind in the trees without one, wind in your cable with one. I'm definitely going a bit far into the nerdy space here, but I'm finding while writing this article that it's hard to know when to apply an accent and when not to. I've tried to apply an accent only where it'd be confusing otherwise, but it's still tricky. Should of, as in many of them, be marked as using a schwa? Is there ever a time where that word doesn't get pronounced with a schwa, except when you're referring to it by name, of? By the way, one of Dr. Jeff Lindsay's excellent videos on schwa points out the of course versus off course difficulty, particularly for German speakers. And there again, I've avoided accenting the name Jeff Lindsay because I feel like names should be spelled the way their owner intends, regardless of pronunciation, because names frequently originate from a different language or region. I also used a dieresis in definitely earlier to indicate that there's a schwa on that second I, definitely, just like Rob suggests. But that looks like I should be making that vowel distinct now. I can't yet think of an occasion where this would be a problem, but it's bugging me. Finally, before this turns into a full rant, what about vowels that only need elongation because of my accent? Example, with a macron above the A, is a great example. Do my northern friends write example without the macron and fork the written language? Lots of fun.